Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken A. DeBlue today talking with Don Trentum, the head coach of the Montana State Billings women's soccer team, as they get set to start the season on the road in St. George, Utah, against Cal State San Bernardino and also against Dixie State. When I say start the season, that's a little bit of a misnomer because you've already had a couple of games under your belt, Don, in exhibition contests against the University of Montana and Great Falls. I know you tied U of M, pretty much a dominant performance against the University of Great Falls. I know they're just exhibition games, but generally pleased with the way the young ladies played.
Yeah, I think we've had a great preseason, Ken. I was happy with the way we came into preseason this year, fittest we've ever been. You know, we always do our fitness test. We chart that stuff from year to year. So our averages were the best they've ever been. So really happy about the fitness that we came into preseason, which allowed us to maybe get a little bit further than we have in the past because we were fit and didn't have to spend as much time with fitness. And that first week was really good. We really are working on a lot of mental toughness this preseason. So we really tried to work the players as hard as we could and have them push through things. So going into those two exhibition games, they had been through a pretty hard week of preseason. So it was really good to see them go on the road, which again, I think is a part of mental toughness, going on the road and getting a result against the D1 program and then playing back-to-back games on the road and playing really good on the Sunday against University of Great Falls. So was real pleased with that week. And then the second week, another good week of preseason. And now here we are in the third week and getting ready to go down to St. George.
You know, I've said this kind of ad nauseum. It's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. You know, championships really are sort of won during the off season. In terms of the effort that players put in when they're not actually in competitive competition. And it sounds like, from what you've just said there, it sounds like the women really did their job from that standpoint.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, we have 14 players that came back and then added 10 players in there. But the 14 that came back did a great job. I think as soon as the season got over last year, you know, finishing 10-10, and they know there's a lot of work to be done to get to where they want to be as a program in this tough GNAC conference. So they worked hard in the winter, worked hard in the spring season, and then really put in the work over the summer. So I was really pleased with that. And you know, I think that shows a lot of leadership when you have 14 players, returners, that put so much work into it. And I know they talked a lot over the summer to the incoming freshmen. You know, we had our captains talking with them and had our incoming freshmen at our overnight camp. So that was really good to get to work with them. And they were being talked to by the upperclassmen. And just, a lot of work goes into the off season to be as prepared as they were coming in.
Well, I got to tell you, in terms of your incoming freshmen, the thing that was so impressive when you played the University of Montana and University of Great Falls is the names that showed up on the stat sheet were incoming freshmen. So I know that they're exhibition games and they're exhibition games for a reason, but obviously that bodes well for you down the road.
Yeah, I think so. As I've said all along, I think we have a nice combination between upperclassmen and freshmen. I think on our roster, I want to say we have 11 juniors and 9 freshmen. So it's kind of that nice mix in between, you know, and then we've got a senior and a couple sophomores in there, but definitely a good mix. And the freshmen have definitely come in and impressed. I think this coming weekend we'll probably start 4, maybe 5 freshmen in our opening weekend. So that's been really good.
Talking with Don Trentum, the head coach of the Montana State Billings women's soccer team, as they get set for games this weekend, Saturday and Monday, against Cal State San Bernardino and then Dixie State. Both those games taking place in St. George, Utah. When we come back, we'll talk more about the 2009 edition of the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. That's coming up on the second part of the Coaches Show.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Have you seen the full color vehicle wraps in Billings? The professionals at Sign Pro can design your vehicle graphics from one color to a full color wrap. Together with Sign Pro, you can create a visual impact for your business. For 17 years, Sign Pro has produced top quality, cutting edge signage. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Everybody knows that an MVP is a most valuable player. How about the MVB, most valuable bank? Well, it's Montana-owned and offers you real people service. Local decisions, flexible terms, straight talk, and a quick turnaround. No matter what you're looking for, from a free checking account to an ag operating loan, from Montana's most respected commercial lenders to a home mortgage, you'll find your MVB right here. Stockman Bank, serving Montanans for over 50 years and now in 19 locations statewide. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back with Don Trentum, Ken Adelblue with the Montana State Billings Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, and we're talking Montana State Billings women's soccer as they get set for games against Cal State San Bernardino and Dixie State on the road in St. George, Utah. We mentioned a couple of exhibition games under the belt. Let's talk about this 2009 edition of this Yellow Jacket squad. You know, I know it's difficult to go over every single player, but tell us about some of the top returners you have and players that you expect to have a real impact on the season.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, before I get into the players, I think what's really nice about this group with 24 players is that 23 of them will be together for this year and next year. We only have one senior. We have a couple fourth-year juniors that had redshirted, so they'll have their fifth year next year. So it's nice to be able to go into a season with a good team, but also knowing that they're going to be together over 2 years and really take our time to develop things, make sure things are the way we want them. Because I think this year is going to be a good year. I think next year is going to be a fantastic year for us. So, you know, some players out there that have doing really well. I think, you know, you look at our captains. I think Sam Beam kind of anchoring our defense at the moment, the center back, kind of in charge back there. You know, we went on the road to University of Montana in Great Falls, gave up one goal in two games, so she did a great job back there. Carrie Foreman, our junior captain there in the midfield, center of the park, is doing great, doing defensive work, starting attacks for us, creating opportunities for other players on the team. So really happy with those two players. And, you know, then I kind of look in the back there, our goalkeeper, Jordan Fenwick. This is her third year. She's kind of in and out as a starter, as a freshman and sophomore, but I think really has the confidence, probably the most confident I've ever seen her, making some good saves, had a great game against University of Montana. And then, you know, kind of looking around the back, another junior that's playing really well for us is Lauren Anderson. She's a girl that I think played 10 games as a freshman and just developed and developed and developed, and now has turned into a great outside back for us, not only defensively, but she can get into the attack for us. So really happy there. You know, a couple, you know, I'm always cautious to mention freshmen, but, you know, we've certainly had a couple freshmen step up. I think Jocelyn Richter, the local kid from Billings Senior up top, I think she has potential to have a great career here at MSU Billings and do a lot of good things. It's early days, so we'll see how things develop for her, but she's a player that will be starting for us in this upcoming weekend and has had a great preseason. Courtney Harvey is another Billings kid from Billings Senior, center back for us, playing alongside Sam Beam, has done a very good job back there and is learning. You know, kind of came in pretty quick and won that position and had a great game over at University of Montana. So she's another player that's doing some good things for us.
Let me tell you one of the things I find real fascinating about soccer, and this is going to actually show some of my ignorance about the game, so you kind of have to forgive me. I can watch a soccer game, and I can see a goal. I can see the great assist, and I can see the shot, and I know that's a great play. Where I get lost is what happens before that, and I'm starting to learn the game a little bit. And I'm talking about those players like the midfielders that may not necessarily show up in the statistics every week. You know, it's easy to go and just after every game go interview the person who scored the goal. But what happens before that? Talk about those particular positions like the midfielders and just how important they are to the success of a team.
Yeah, well, I think the midfield is so vital to the team because it's basically the players that you need to put the tackles in to stop the other team from attacking and getting into your final third. And then at the same time, after they put the tackle in, they've got to then start the attack immediately and get forward into attack. So that center midfielder can be running from 18-yard box to 18-yard box, and they might have to do it for 90 minutes over the game. And then at the end of the game, the only thing that they get to read is that their team won 2-1 and they don't have any recognition in there. But, you know, it's the players and the coaches we all know, and we see that and we see the hard work. So, you know, that midfield position can be, you know, one of those positions where it's just kind of, you don't read a lot about them. So, but one of the most important parts of the team for us.
Let me say, one of the things that I'm really going to enjoy this year, because I did have an opportunity to do the men's game the other day with Rocky Mountain College, is it does give me a better feel for it, because if nothing else, at the end of the game, you said, boy, I said that name a lot, even though they might not show up in the statistical sheet. We should make mention that people are listening to the coach's show on right now, and at this same site, they'll be able to listen to all home games for the Montana State Billings men and women. When you take a look at last year, and I want to just briefly talk about that before we look ahead. One of the issues I know you had, because we talked about it a lot, was kind of slow starts. You know, over the course of a season. I think of your very first game here, you know, where a bunch of scores were scored on you early. I think that was Dixie State. Correct me if I'm wrong. But as you take a look at that heading into this year, is that something that's just sort of anomaly, or is it something that a coach can do as a different approach to you know, to help you get off to maybe a quicker start in a particular match?
You know, I'm not worried about it at all. I think that just something that happened last year, and I think once it starts happening, sometimes it becomes a psychological thing. This is a total different team. So, you know, I look at our game against Montana. We were the first ones to score against Montana. We were the first ones to score against Great Falls. So I haven't even, this is the first time I've probably talked about it since last year. So it's not something that's really a concern of mine. And I don't think it's going to be a concern of mine this year, just with the group that we have.
Listening to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, Canada Blue along with Don Trentum. Going to take a look ahead. Just took a brief look back there. We'll take a look ahead to the 2009 season, including the games this weekend, as they get set to start the regular season against Cal State San Bernardino and Dixie State. We'll talk about that on the third part of the Coaches Show.
Catering to today's traveler, the Juniper Inn offers affordable, quality accommodations with king and queen size beds and new executive facilities for the business traveler. The Juniper Inn offers complimentary shuttle service, as well as special medical and corporate rates and much more. Their friendly staff works hard to cater to your special needs. Juniper Inn, 1315 North 27th Street, Billings. Call toll-free 1-800-826-7530.
We're back with the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue along with Don Trentum, the head coach of the Montana State Billings Women's Yellow Jackets. Another thing that I think makes soccer unique, Don, if you know, and I'm going to wax a little philosophical here, is we often hear coaches talk about playing a complete game. You know, when it's college basketball, they say we want to get 40 good minutes in there. Hear the same thing with volleyball. The interesting thing is, you know, frankly, in basketball, you can have a bad couple of minutes. I think in volleyball, certainly you've got five sets in there. You know, you have a bad set, you can come back. I think we saw that a little bit last year. The example that, 2 minutes can totally change a volleyball game. And that's one thing I find really fascinating about. So when you talk about the fact that you've got to have 90 minutes of good solid play, you really knew that, because a two-goal swing over a short period of time, and boy, all of a sudden the team's really against the ropes.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the game's always played. It's kind of, you know, there's peaks and valleys to a 90-minute game. And just like any other sport, we're going to have some minutes where we might not be playing our best for like 10 minutes. But I think it's important in that 10 minutes that you find a way to work through those 10 minutes when you're not playing as good, or you make sure that not all 11 players are having a bad 10 minutes at the same time. And that's what's good about a soccer game, is there's 11 great players on the field. They're working hard for 90 minutes, and they tend to carry each other. And then obviously the goal is to get all 11 playing great soccer for as much of the 90 minutes as possible. But it's definitely, you know, there's players out there. We're going to have five or six players that play the full 90 minutes. We had one player last year, Sarah Gress, that played every single minute of 20 games. So you take 90 minutes for 20 games, that tends to be, I think, close to 1,800 minutes, a little bit more with overtime. So that can definitely put a wear and tear on your body when you're talking about 20 games in the course of 2 months.
Well, let's talk about the games this coming up here. Cal State San Bernardino, the fact that they've got Cal in the front of their name, indicates to me that they probably play a pretty decent brand of soccer. We saw a very good team in Dixie State last year come into the College of Technology field. A couple of good games to start your regular season?
I think it's a great start. Cal State San Bernardino finished seventh in the regional poll last year, so one spot away from going to the NCAA tournament last year, and I think they're certainly very hungry. I think maybe they probably feel they could have been there last year, and I don't think anybody would argue that. They're a good team, so they're going to be pretty hungry. It'll be a good game for both of us, and one that we'll have to come out and play a good 90 minutes of soccer, maybe even a little bit more. And then of course Dixie State, I thought embarrassed us on our home field last year, so I'm sure after we get done playing Cal State San Bernardino, I'm sure the players will look forward to that, because Dixie State came out here and scored four first half goals on us on our home field last year, and that's the way we started our season. So two great matchups. I could put either one of those teams. I could see them competing in their conference and possibly winning their conference. Dixie State in the Pac West, Cal State San Bernardino in the CCAA. So potential two teams that might be in the NCAA tournament at the end of the year.
Taking a quick look at the schedule, we should make mention that coming up after that, you will return home, and coming up on September 4th through the 6th, we've got the 7th Annual MSU Billings Cup presented by Best Western Clock Tower Inn. You'll be taking on Colorado Christian on that Friday, and then Augustana College on Sunday. Always nice to get those games at home. So I know you're just looking – I'm not asking you to look ahead too much, because I know you're just concerned about this weekend, but obviously it's going to be fun to have you here at home.
Yeah, we always enjoy this event. It's always this MSU Billings Cup's always been good. It's great. Clock Tower Inn doing a second year with our with the tournament here, and two good opponents there. Colorado Christian from the RMAC, I'm sure they'll come up here and be a strong opponent. And then Augustana College, another team that scored four first half goals on us last year. I thought we weren't going to talk about how we gave up those early goals, but four first half goals, and they went to the NCAA tournament. So I look at the first four games on our schedule, and I think realistically three of those four teams could be in the NCAA tournament at the end of the year. So that's great to have that type of start to a season, especially when we have to prepare ourselves to play in the almighty Great Northwest Athletic Conference, which could have two or three teams from the conference in the NCAA tournament as well.
Yeah, that's the issue. You can be an awfully good team and go 500 in the GNAC, and obviously it shapes up to be another great conference this season.
Yeah, well, I think we're a really good team, and we got picked to finish fifth in the GNAC conference preseason poll, so we really don't pay too much attention to that. I think it's more important where we finish in November, but yeah, I think we got a really good team. We've got a really good schedule. The exciting thing for me is that we have 23 of these 24 players together for the next 2 years. I think we're going to make some noise this year, and I think we're going to make a lot of noise next year.
So generally, what do you see as the big keys? What are those things that as a coach you're going to be looking at this weekend in terms of you having some success against two very good teams?
Well, I think, one of the things, as you know, and as most of our fans know and our players, I'm a very defensive-minded coach, but I think you're going to see a little bit different brand of soccer from MSU Billings women's soccer this year, and maybe a little bit more attack oriented team. I think what's great about this team is we're going to be able to turn our attack into a defense. In other words, attacking teams, so we don't have to play as much defense. And it's I think it's an exciting group. We're not where we need to be yet, but it's early in the season, and that's what's exciting. We're going to go out and play two good games this weekend, hopefully get some results, and then come in and week out and just try and get better over the course of this season. And I just hope put ourselves in a position come October, mid-October, that we're in the hunt for the GNAC championship, because that's the ultimate goal here, is to win the conference championship and get to the NCAA tournament.
Don Trendum, head coach of the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets soccer team, as they get set to head on the road against Cal State San Bernardino on Saturday. and Dixie State on Monday. Don't forget the 7th annual MSU Billings Cup is scheduled for Friday through Sunday. They'll play games on Friday against Colorado Christian and then a match on Sunday against Augustana College. Don Drinham, thank you so much, and looking forward to the coaches show and watching some Yellow Jacket soccer this year.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ken. Thanks for having me.
It's been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.